From the crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena, Ken.
Morena.
How are you?
Good. I'm
excited.
Great. After hearing
excited
that.
About Weedus?
I'm very excited. Especially after hearing that little rendition from you, Millie. That was great.
I've had that every day.
Yeah. No,
awesome.
I actually.
It
was great.
Every day this
You've
week.
Practiced that clearly.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's just so good. I look in my mirror every morning and I was like, look, you've got tickets to Weedus at the Chaining Fork, take it away.
You're like, here we go, I'm going to nail it.
Here we go. Okay, we've got some brilliant records to talk about.
We
this
have
is awesome.
Some great, great releases today. This first one, actually not today's release, but from the Time Capsule label, which we're which we've got a whole selection of, and we thought we'd bring one in today because we got these really really great little books in, which kind of go over the label and go over some of the really great artists on the label. I don't know if you guys want to flick through it, but there's some really really great stuff in there, especially about Tokyo Rhythm, which is the one we brought in today, which is a comp of some of the Japanese reggae that was coming out in the during the 80s, early to mid 80s. And if you purchase anything on the Time Capsule label at the moment, you get one of these books for free. So
cool.
Little gift
it's
with purchase.
It's a cool book as well.
Yeah, it's a really great book that kind of, just runs over a lot of the artists on the label and kind of what they're about and, you know, when they were forming, what they're doing now. Also got some little tips on how to take care of your record player in there.
Oh,
so,
love that.
You know, again, something great for every collector.
Interviews,
it's got everything in there. Time Capsule is a really, really great label, which do a lot of really, really cool kind of hidden artifacts, compilations, if you will. They do this series, I think it's called the Nippon series, and they've done one on Japanese acid folk and one on psychedelic rock as well, which is really great, coming out around the same time. But this one, Tokyo Rhythm, is a really, really great compilation of, again, some of the J reggae of 1979 to 1986, and also has a little bit of Ryuichi Sakamoto on here as well.
Oh, cool!
Because apparently the first time he left Japan, he went to Jamaica, was the first place he went, and he was actually supporting Teresa Noda, who's the artist playing on here, and he's playing keys on this track as well, and did some production on it.
Oh, that's awesome. This record label seems like a really good way to discover music from the past that you wouldn't necessarily find on like a streaming service.
Totally.
Those tracks that are like hard to stumble across.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's you know, one of the beauties of labels like this who are putting things out. You know, labels like We Want Sounds and and they're kind of putting stuff out which, again, is kind of like crate diggy kind of stuff. You have to really like to find a whole lineup like what's on this album, there's some really amazing stuff that you would probably just never come across if you were looking for something like this physically. So yeah, a compilation like this is just such a perfect way to find little golden nuggets in there.
They've done the digging for you.
They've done the digging for you,
and
exactly.
All your friends will listen to this and be like, wow, they've got the deepest cuts
exactly.
ever.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's all from the one compilation, so.
Yeah.
What beautiful.
Awesome. We're going to listen to a great little track here.
What is this one called again? It's
This one is
Japanese
called
on
Tropical Love.
All right, awesome.
Tropical Love.
Keep going, Ray.
this is lovely. And we were just saying perfect summertime music. Okay.
Yeah, I was walking and listening to this morning. Not a cloud in the sky.
Oh.
Not a care in the world. Just listen to this.
Literally, this is like sit on your back lawn for an afternoon, crank the record player up so you can hear it out there.
Yeah.
And just like do what you will.
Do what you will. Yeah. And there's a couple of tracks by Teresa Noda on this compilation as well. So if you're liking this vibe,
yeah, she's
you'll
got
get
a beautiful
it again.
Voice.
Yeah, really yeah. beautiful. Yeah. Also again, arranged production by Ryuichi Sakamoto. So
Ryuichi Sakamoto.
Familiar face
so
in there
cool,
as well.
Eh?
Yeah. Yeah. One of the coolest people ever, I reckon.
Yeah, actually, in the top 10 list,
yeah.
Very high up.
Yeah, he just looks cool. I just want to talk to him. The next one, Tortoise.
Tortoise.
This one actually is not released physically for another week. But tomorrow we have the opportunity for people to come in, listen to the album in full, and buy it a week before it's released.
What?
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
That's really exciting. It will not be available physically after the event, so we're going to be open from 5 to 4 tomorrow, which we normally are anyway, but we're going to be playing the album from 5 to 4, 4 to 5.
I was like, wait, 5 to 4?
Yeah,
how does that
we're going
work?
Backwards in time. 4 to 5.
It's going to be so good. It's going to transcend the bounds.
It's going to go backwards.
Time.
We're playing the album backwards an hour. So we're going to be playing the album from 4 to 5 on Saturday.
I'm sorry, Millie. Okay,
I've
pull yourself together.
Sorry, okay. I've derailed everyone.
Five tomorrow, Saturday. We're going to be playing the album in full. You can purchase the album while we're playing it over that hour.
Wow.
Yeah, you'll get to listen to it before everyone else
and you
very
take
first
it home.
Time.
And you can
take
it
home
for a whole week
you
before
can
anyone else.
Whole week before anyone else.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Tortoise is awesome as well. Like,
yeah.
Tortoise is very cool.
Yeah. Very cool band. First album on International Anthem as well.
Really?
Have you listened to the album yet?
I have heard my bits and bobs.
You've had secrets.
It's really great. It's fantastic. If you're a Tortoise fan, you're going to love this. You know, all the classic Tortoise-y vibes on there. Jeff Parker is great. This is their first album off Thrill Jockey. They kind of said they wanted to just kind of spread their wings and change it up a little bit. Still on the 5 to 4.
Rosetta's gone under.
Okay.
First album off Thrill Jockey. Their first one in a little while. Touch is the name of the album. And again, if you're a Tortoise fan, come on in because we also have a couple of little gifts if you purchase this one as well. So make sure you're in.
You two, pull it together.
From 4
Sorry,
to 5.
I just got the giggles.
It's 4 to 5 tomorrow. Tortoise listening party. And that's really exciting for the band.
Yeah.
I have listened to a lot of Tortoise over the years, and I think they're awesome.
You're going to love this one.
They're really cool and cohesive.
And we're playing the album front to back as well, not back to front. So.
Okay.
That's enough. We've got one of the singles from the album. It's called Layered Presence.
We'll be right back.
cool.
Mm.
Tell you what, that would sound good backwards.
Four to five on Saturday. We're playing that full album at Southbound. Four to five.
You can buy it a week early, everyone.
Buy it
you
a
can.
Week early, yeah. which is massive. Yeah. Like, I don't think people understand how cool that is to have music before it's released.
It's super exciting. It's very, very, very cool. And also, you know, just saying in the future, I got to hold this in my hand a week before a lot of people did, you know? Mm-hmm. Or even hear the full album.
And also, Tortoise are just so cool.
Yeah, Tortoise are such a great band. Anyway, the next one we've got, Aphex Twin.
Oh, I was, classic. When you sent this through, I hit the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Literally almost went through it.
Classics.
Compilation. Aphex
Twin. Another compilation, actually.
It's just amazing.
Yeah. And early stuff from Aphex Twin. This is a compilation of Aphex Twin's early EPs and remixes. Mm-hmm. Whole bunch of, there it is.
Didgeridoo.
Yeah, this a lot of his earlier stuff more trancey and more, you know, more of that like 90s, early 90s house kind of stuff that's going on. A little bit less ambient and a bit more, you know.
Yes.
And there's some really great remixes on here. There's some live stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
This one we've got playing in the background is live in Cornwall.
Which is crazy because I have watched a couple of like Aphex Live like kind of videos and he's insane live.
Mm.
Like actually crazy.
Yeah.
There's one, have you seen that one where he's just lying on his stomach at the front of the stage? Oh, it's worth a watch. I forget where it was.
Maybe live at Cornwall in 1990, which is where this is from.
That's awesome.
But a lot more, you know, that hard trance kind of stuff from early 90s, which is really, really cool. And also coming from Aphex Twin, cool little blend of the vibe. If you're kind of coming from like selected ambient works and going to something like this, again, a really great way to just find some of his earlier stuff if you don't want to dig through everything yourself.
Yeah, because his discography is so broad.
It's quite broad,
like,
yeah.
If you're uninitiated, it's a good place to start with
definitely,
the compilation.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Compilation of the classic stuff. So the EPs, remixes, a whole bunch of the classic stuff that was released on RNS Records at the time.
Cool.
This is Aphex Twin Didgeridoo off the record Classics.
Mean. Thank you so much, Cam.
See you guys at Southbound Records.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Yes.
Pop on in, say hi.
I'll see you from 5 to 4. No, 4 to 5.
For the Tortoise
tomorrow.
Listening Party.
Tortoise
tomorrow.
Listening Party.
See you there.
It's going to be awesome. Get out there and buy some wax, everyone.
Yeah.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.